This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. It's gorgeous here in the Lower Columbia, in the estuary area. And, they talk about showers. They talk about showers every day, so what do we know? It is warm. No, it's not 74 degrees. It's probably about 60 outside. Nice breezes. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 45. Saturday, sunny. Highs near 55. And Sunday, the same. Welcome to paradise. It's time for Arts Live and Local. Thanks for being here, folks. Welcome to all the listeners all over the world. Of course, especially Squamish with Omaha and Sydney and Robin and Seashelled. Thanks, Tessa, for listening. E66th Street, hope you're there. Hope all's well. And I have a very special happy birthday wish to one of the most important people in my life. Yesterday was her 56th birthday. Happy birthday, Stephanie Lynn Smith. I love you. And I'm happy to have all of you here, wherever you are listening from. I'm going to put a little bit of music just to... You know what? I'm not going to put any music on at all. I'm going to start right out with my first guest because it's just too exciting. We have to tell you what's going on. So my first guest is none other than Jessamine Grace West. And she is here to tell us, well, a few things. Welcome, Jessamine.
Hi, Carol.
and Jessamine's voice, if you're a early late night person. Early late night means 10 p.m. Jessamine does the Day of the Velvet Voice.
Oh, that was perfect.
Ah, yes.
You should do my show now.
Maybe I should
You
start.
Really should.
You know, I think I'm going to start talking that way. Can you hear me out there? If you can't, you better call the station because we're talking. Jessamine, what is going on that is shaking the town, actually shaking the state, because it's the only place in the entire state of Oregon. What's
yes.
happening?
Oh, my goodness. Shaking the state, indeed. Our small town, beloved town of Astoria, has a beautiful historic building, the Astoria Oddfellows Building from 1923, right downtown on 10th and Commercial. And I am one of three female owners of that building, and we are incredibly excited, elated, honored to be chosen as one of 20 nationwide finalists for a National Historic Preservation Grant. So up against entities like Austin, Texas, Seattle, LA.
Those are small towns,
aren't they? Tiny, you know, over 4 million people, right. No big deal. So, no, but we made it. Their theme this year is women. The building is owned by three women. Every business and organization in that building is owned by women. And so we made it as a finalist. In part, a huge thanks to the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, ADHDA. Being a Main Street organization, they were instrumental in partnering with us in order to mm-hmm. become a finalist.
Now I have two questions. First of all, I have to say that someone in the know actually said to me, well, it's proportional, though, isn't it, the way it wins? I said, no, we're up against all those huge cities.
Yeah.
So the way that I'm not one of the three women, by the way. But
you kind of are.
Yeah, sure, why not? It's a whole community that really takes ownership of this building because that's what it's about. It's a community space. And with the Astoria Arts and Movement Center that offers everything from I can't even begin to.
Argentine tango, belly dance, Zumba, yoga, swing, tap, salsa.
The kinds of movement. Are there any children's programs there at this point?
I think all of our classes are open to young people, but we'll do a lot of workshops for kids. So movement type workshops. I'm going to start teaching a belly dance class for kids once a month, ages 8 and under.
Oh, great.
So just for the really little ones, if they're above 8, they kind of can keep up
with the adults. As a matter of fact, they're better.
Sometimes go right past us with all their energy. Yeah. But yeah, so we definitely do have programs for young ones too.
Yeah. The other question though was, I didn't even ask the first. Let me ask this one, simple. The fact that all of the shops are owned and operated by women, was that intentional, or it just sort of came about?
I think it just sort of came about. I mean, our building is 100% full, which we're really proud of. And we've got, as you already mentioned, the nonprofit dance studio, the AAMC on the second floor in that historic, beautiful ballroom. First floor has...
Gorgeous floor.
Yeah. First floor has the exciting reawakening of another nonprofit, Peer Pressure Productions, of Black Box Community Theater. Sea Gypsy Gallery and Gifts, which carries the work of over 20 local artists. Mm-hmm. Astoria Coffee Shop around the corner. And then we've got Megan Honor, who is on her art studio. She's an incredible painter. Mm-hmm. Is going to have a breathtaking piece up in Imogen, who you just mentioned, in November. And again, a female artist who does a lot of feminist-themed work. Mm-hmm. Her studio is on the third floor. So not in intentional, but we certainly appreciate it.
And that qualified us too. So why is it important for everybody to know this, besides taking pride in the fact this is the only one, isn't it, in Oregon?
It is the only one. And actually, there's only, there is one in Seattle. The other closest one is in LA. So we're on the West Coast, was not heavily represented in this list of finalists. It's national, and they're all incredible. Mm-hmm. This really, you used the word community earlier. Mm-hmm. This is a community building. It took a community effort for us to be able to buy it. Yeah. It's community spaces inside the building, and it is a community effort that is going to take to win this grant. Mm-hmm. And so the way that it works, winners are chosen by the number of votes that they receive. And no consideration for us small but incredible fish out here on the where the river meets the sea. Mm-hmm. But you go to voteyourmainstreet.org/Astoria, where you can vote, preferably for Astoria, 5 times a day, every day. And we are in the final home run. Mm-hmm. So we've got 4 days left of voting.
But we're doing pretty well.
We held second place for a long time, mm-hmm. and then we slipped down to third, which was a little bit heartbreaking. And then we've literally been jockeying, mm-hmm. if you will, third and fourth. Mm-hmm. I hit the refresh button on my computer pretty much every 4.5 minutes to see where we're at. Did it right before I came in for my interview, and we were holding third. Right. So we really want to emphasize these last few days and the importance of voting, and encouraging others to go to voteyourmainstreet.org/Astoria.
And the reason I come up with the community concept so easily is that I remember what happened when the Odd Fellows building was being released. And suddenly, folks were coming in from outside, which I'm from outside, you're from outside. Yeah. Nothing against that. But what was going to happen to that building where the Astoria Arts and Movement Center already existed was frightening.
Wow.
And all of us stood up and took notice that we could lose one of these. And those of us in this community for a while know what it's like to fight. We fight for the river. We fight in a positive way. We fight for the Performing Arts Center, and we fought for the Odd Fellows to make sure it stayed in the community. And then, fortunately, you and your partners were able to step up. And but it did take the community to make that happen, too. So, folks, and the easiest thing for folks to remember is to go to vote.
Your main street.
Your main street, yeah. Spelled out street. Mm-hmm. Okay.
VoteYourMainStreet.org/Astoria or just vote your main street.
That and will get you.
Yeah. For those of you that are connected to the Astoria Arts and Movement Center on Facebook, there's all the information there right at the top. Also on our website, AstoriaArtsAndMovement.com. It's mm-hmm. all there too. And we are also really pushing, we've been doing a series of events mm-hmm. This whole month as a way to say thanks to people for voting, events that have included people like Mac Burns from the Clatsop County Historical Society, Israel Nebaker of Blind Pilot, Darren Orange. And this weekend, this Saturday at 9 p.m. up in the ballroom, we're holding our annual Halloween dance party, which is always a huge bash. We want it to be a big celebration.
That's all age or
it's
21?
All ages. All age. It's free. Just come have a good time. Get your costume put together today. So that starts at 9, but you can also come an hour early to vote on site. This is the one day that the National Trust, they're sending out a representative who's going to be on site from 8 to 11 p.m. up in the ballroom.
8. Okay, so the party starts at 9, but come at 8 to be able to.
We wanted to open up a window where people that maybe didn't want to come to the party mm-hmm. could still, you're literally casting paper ballots on site.
Oh, my goodness.
Which you can do 5 times.
Oh, how fun.
You can, but still vote on mm-hmm. online as well, so you can actually submit 10 votes that day. So we're encouraging people to double their impact.
I find this hilarious. What's that expression? Vote often and
vote often, vote odd. What is it? Vote odd. Vote Astoria, vote odd, vote often,
there
I think
it is.
Something
like that.
Something like
and
oh, and the Fort George Brewery. I had to mention
them
too. Yeah, they've been a huge part of this as well.
Great. So there's lots and lots of parties this weekend. I couldn't even in my list.
I
couldn't even fit them in. There's so many parties going on. So you can choose, and concerts and theater and all kinds of things. You'll be hearing from lots of other folks during this show even. But if you come over at 8, you can get a chance to put those votes in, let the powers that be know that this community cares.
That's
so,
right. I mean, it's amazing to be in third place, considering we're a town of 10,000.
Yeah.
And this just speaks to people have a connection to each other here. They mm-hmm. care. They know what that building mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
And so that, I think, is really mattered.
Which reminds me, we said 10th and Commercial. Tell folks how to get into.
Oh, yeah. So the AMC,
the
if you're coming up for the party or the open house, 342 10th Street. So our entrance faces 10th, mm-hmm. and it's right in between Commercial and Duane. Commercial and Duane.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And we also have some music, don't we?
We do, yeah.
So, what's this about?
So as part of our campaign, we had Luke and Katie of the Hackles, who have been, I mean, Katie's a programmer. They've
That's right.
been on numerous Everything. Shows before, yeah.
Great community folks.
They've been with us from the very beginning. They were literally the ones that heard the news almost first when we almost lost the building. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we need to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I didn't feel so helpless. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward to now, they offered to write an original song for this campaign. Colin Smith did a video, which again is on the top of our Facebook and our website. You have to see this.
That's great.
If you haven't already. But it is called keep on getting together, and it's all about supporting one another around these community spaces.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for taking the lead on all of this, you and your partners. And let's once again rally as a community, and let's have a listen to The Hackles. That would be, of course, Luke and Katie. My guest, Jessamine Grace.
Thanks, Carol.
Morning 1922, fire began in our old river town. Grease so highlands it grew and grew. 30 blocks of living burned all to the ground. We might be down, but we're surely not out. Past to the future, trials in the ground. City remained just 1 year of time. Not felt the building of diamond design. It's a sweet sight on the main street. In the oldest and west of the Rockies, see gypsy drama dancing, alchemy and coffee. When it went on the market, oh man, we almost lost it. But people got together, and three of us and women bought it. So now we gotta take off the windows, gotta dip the frames, keep the lip being up, and then you see the street. Get the sip of tip of devil insulated beans, and then you glaze them in. Where the rain went, let's not even talk about the basement or the crack in the sidewalk pavement or the rooftops, baby. Amen.
Yes. Again, thanks to Luke and Katie of The Hackles, and to Jessamine Grace, and to our fabulous community. Speaking of community, go ahead and get that close to you. Yeah. I've got two guests here. One is my regular. It's got to be straight on. Not,
really?
Not, yeah. Turn the mic. Turn the mic. Every mic is different. Do what I say.
What the essence
is. I get to be the boss here. Isn't that fun? This is the one time in my life I get to be the boss. even though the gentleman I'm talking to, I think, was a professional at some point, and I'm whatever we are here at Coast Community Radio, I am.
Yay!
And,
I try.
So Virginia Carlson is here from Sunday Afternoon Live, and she hasn't been in recently, but she is my regular. And that's because she's the one who said, how many years ago is it?
Oh, gosh.
In just starting our 17th season.
Good heavens.
I know.
I can't believe that. 17th. And it came about because, once again, just like with what we were just talking about, the community was lacking. And Sunday afternoons, a lot of the people went to church, including Virginia's mother. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
See, all this,
yes,
17 years we've
been
here. And there was nothing to do. Go home and watch television? Feh. So Virginia decided, let's get it together. We have a beautiful theater here. And it became more beautiful after the community made it so. And that's the Raymond Theater in Raymond, Washington. And started booking musical guests. And my gosh, I've gone over there for several concerts. They're wonderful. And so I love having Virginia come in and tell us all. Now she's brought with her this man I've never even seen before, who, it turns out, is a stand-up comic, or maybe a sit-down comic from the way he's moved. Yes. Bruce Baskin. And I have no idea. I think you're new on the board.
Well, I'm not on the board, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the new MC, at least for a couple more shows before I move to the Philippines.
Oh, Bruce.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, you will be on the board soon because I know how these people work. They suck you in.
I've been on boards, yes.
but it's a wonderful group. So Bruce is here to share in telling all of us what's going on. The first thing I can tell you that's going on is this Sunday, and that is from Germany, if I'm right. Is that right? The Arcus Saxophone Quartet. The Sunday afternoon live concerts, fondly known as SAL, are always from 2 to 4, unless they're not, at the Raymond Theater in Raymond, Washington. So tell us anything you want to tell us, and who is this man, Virginia? Where did you find him, and what's going on?
Well, actually, he volunteered, and that's one of the best kinds, is someone that comes to you.
Did he wait until he was about to leave town? Is that...
Well, he's sort of a new resident and looking for things to do and ways to contribute.
This is a good thing.
Yes,
it is. So, Bruce, what made you decide to volunteer with SAL, and what is your background that you just stepped in and stepped up to being the MC?
Well, as you mentioned, I did radio for, well, gosh, I think I first came on the air in 1976 when I was in high school. But the reason I got involved with SAL is that I had been to concerts at the theater before, and I love old theaters and I love old baseball parks. Those are two things that are just, boy, just turn me loose.
Good.
And I'd really... I really like the theater, just the vibe of it. Mm-hmm. And SAL always gets good groups.
Yes.
I saw the Quavy Sisters band there just, I think, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're from Fort Worth, Texas, and love the Quavies. And the fact that I could sit in the front row for a $12 seat.
Isn't that incredible?
It really was,
and it's a beautiful theater.
It is.
I
and
know.
Just the sound, surroundings are great, the quality of the entertainment, and the electricity. The eclectic nature of the schedule that they have, too, the different kinds of groups, just kind of drew me in. So I moved out to the coast last year, and I wanted something creative to do because I've taken some time off from radio. And I thought, well, you know, I'd like to help promote this. So I generally write and produce the promos that are played on in stations in the Grays Harbor area. And I just kind of morphed into doing a little bit of emceeing this year. So I'm getting three shows in before I head off to Baguio.
To what?
Baguio. That's a city in the Philippines.
I see. So I'm sorry, but after saying all these nice things, why are you leaving? No, you don't have to answer that.
To get married?
Oh, that's sweet.
Well,
that's nice.
Well, my fiance is really close with her family. Mine's all gone. So I thought, you know, I'll do it for her because she is that good. So.
Yeah. Well, when she's ready to leave her family, come on back, because there will apparently always be a place for you here.
Sounds like it, yeah.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about either of you, about the Arcus Saxophone Quartet.
They're young. A couple are in their early 30s. They've won awards. The others are in their 20s. They've won awards. They're lively. And we're very excited to host them.
So are they actually, do they still live in Germany?
Yes, or, yes, oh, yes, do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're on tour here?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And did you score them at one of those?
Yes, at the booking conference.
Booking conference.
Yes, they were named the most favorite group.
Wow.
So we are excited to get them. And
how delightful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how, how many people, how many seats are there at the Raymond?
Well, there's 340 or so, but we seldom, you know, it was built in a time when Raymond was booming, mm-hmm. but we're
not at this point.
There's almost always a seat, although we have a couple coming up this winter that it might be difficult to find seats, and people should get their seats early because we're really fortunate to get them.
Yeah, and it is an intimate theater. It's lovely. I saw Claudia Schmidt there a few years ago.
That's right, yes.
And of course, I'm still on her mailing list, and every time I just got one.
Right.
I scan it quickly to see if she's coming back.
Yes.
No luck right yet. And then towards the end of November, I see Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints.
Yes.
Rockabilly, jazz, and country folk. Interesting combination, too.
Yes.
So, and where are they from? Are they local?
They're from Seattle.
Seattle.
I really didn't know what a gin joint was. So it's
I
been
still
sort
don't.
Of, oh, well, it was like, I think they were called a speakeasy, where people brought their own
of course.
Booze, and then it didn't taste very good, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
But okay. It'll be fun and lively.
Yeah. And are you serving gin?
No, I wish.
In the parking lot, maybe.
We could probably have something similar to that.
Yeah, you could come up with some kind of a one-day license. And this is 17 years. Fantastic. So how many shows do you have coming up?
We have 7 a season. And then we have a Red, White, and Blue concert. And then we have, in January, we're having a fundraiser, and it's a tribute band, and it's Roy Orbison.
Oh, okay.
And it's called The Lonely, and they're coming down from Canada. So we're looking forward to that in January.
So even though you said there are usually seats at the door, there aren't always, number one. And number two, it's really kind of nice to see people getting what? Can they get season tickets as well?
Yes.
Or just buy for individual concerts?
Both.
But we don't go into prices here on Arts Live and Local, but I am here to tell you that it's incredibly reasonable, beyond reasonable.
Yeah.
It's part of our mission. So, and we have really good sponsors, and hopefully the attendance will help us carry. And we work hard to find sponsors and grants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's another
And we block book, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So,
with others. So what's the website I'm looking on here?
It's sundayafternoonlive.org.
Oh, well, that's nice and simple.
You'll find it. Put in Raymond. Raymond Theater. You'll find it.
Washington. Raymond Washington, that is. It could
And it's a pretty drive up there for people from around here.
It is.
Sometimes
it's about an hour.
It. Yes.
But it is lovely. And there's a couple of little, there's a thrift store up there I like to visit, I must admit.
And we have some new places to eat.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do.
Cool.
We have a new, well, actually there are 2 new breweries, and we have some good places to have dinner or lunch.
Nice. So folks can make a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's terrific that group.
And it is worth mentioning that the acoustics at this theater are incredible. They really are.
Yeah.
It really holds the sound well.
Yeah. When was that theater built?
1928.
Yeah. It's that same era, mm-hmm. the Columbia the Columbian in Longview, the Columbia in Longview, and the Liberty Theater, of mm-hmm. course, here in Astoria, all built in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And quite lovely.
We can tell new people because they come in and they look at the scene.
Right. Well, I still marvel over the fact that people took such care, and also the fact that we in our communities managed to keep these places open and are still doing so, of course, with the support of you, the listener. And the best way to support a place like this, the Raymond Theater and Sunday Afternoon Live series, is by enjoying yourself at a concert. And I have a quick question. How did the Thomas Kubinik concert go, or performance go?
We wish we would have had more people. It was very difficult to describe what he did, but he was incredible.
I really wanted to go to that.
You missed something wonderful.
I know. I looked him up, and I looked at he sounded like an incredibly talented and totally bizarre character.
Yes. Kind of a slice of vaudeville in a way. Just very eclectic, that word.
Right, yeah. Right. But it was adults.
Well, the reason I believe was because he required such concentration while he was doing his physical acts.
So it had
nothing to do with content, and yet we couldn't really say that. But it had to do with the performance itself, because he was doing some pretty incredible things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully he'll come back again.
Maybe.
If we get him back, and we'll get a whole bunch of folks.
It was delightful.
Well, thank you so much for keeping Sunday Afternoon Live going. Congratulations to you, Bruce, on your quick jaunt into our area, and now on your marriage.
Yeah, and life moves on.
Life moves on, and life also circles around.
That's right.
True.
Right?
That's true.
So we may see you back here sometime. Thanks so much,
Virginia.
Thank you. Again, folks, the first concert coming up is this Sunday, Arcus Saxophone Quartet from Germany. It's at 2:00 at the Raymond Theater, and you can check that out. If you get yourself to Raymond, you'll find the theater. No question about it.
Third Avenue.
just ask anybody, right? Thanks. Okay, I'm going to let them slip away. But before I go on to my regular scheduled guest, I have someone here. I plan to have the music for him, but I can't get my hands on the music. I know it's here somewhere. Bruce Watts is here because I think it's your third year doing this?
Yes, Carol, it's the third year.
Third year. So Bruce is producing a jazz festival. The big part of it is tomorrow evening at Kala in Astoria. That's 1017 Marine Drive. And then there are jazz happenings all over town in other venues. Why don't you tell us about what's happening, who's coming tomorrow night, because that's the big folks.
We're fortunate enough, Carol, to have a very, very accomplished keyboard player, King Louis. He's a Hammond B3 organ player, and he's well known around the Portland metropolitan area. He's been playing with Mel Brown, who everybody knows, for years and years and years. They were a staple at Jimmy Mack's before it closed. And he's bringing his trio here tomorrow night. So that show will start at 8:00. It will be fun, fun, fun.
Now, is there any age?
No age restrictions. No. It's open.
Okay.
And we'd love to see some youth there because there's going to be some really good players. He has a saxophone player with him that's just incredible, and a drummer that is probably second only to Mel.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can go to libertyastoria.org and get yourself tickets. If you're lucky, there may be tickets at the door as well. The concert starts at 8.
Right. Doors open at 7:15.
At 7:15. And again, that's at Kala in Astoria, 1017 Marine Drive. And next year, Bruce is going to give us lots more time.
Carol, and I apologize. But if anyone wants to hear his music before you make a decision, go to AstoriaJazzFestival.com, and we have on the headliner page, we have links to his music, so you can get a chance to check it out.
You also have a wonderful graphic. I don't know who did that.
Isn't that fabulous?
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Colorful and just pulls you right in. So again, that is Saturday night, the 26th. That's tomorrow. Doors open at 7:15, concert at 8, and that's at Kala 1017 Marine Drive. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Carol. Thanks for getting me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a listen. Larry Moranti, one of our regular folks whom we love, is playing at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach tomorrow, of course, at 7 o'clock. Here's Larry Moranti. You are listening to KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Stay tuned. I've got lots more for you.
Paul painted a flag on his garage door. I thought that man I knew his heart and mind. I made a pun, I made a joke before I met this old soldier who changed it for me in no time. He looks kinda right, but he's on the left. He's better at the middle than anyone I've ever met. He keeps his arms wide open to the ones coming home. All those battered young women and men. How could he raise old glory like it was his friend? Why would he ever salute again? He didn't look away. He didn't look away. He just took those colors back his way. Said he didn't know the flag before he went to war, until his purple heart of gold became an open sore. Yes, he drank for a reason, and when he gave up those demons, he found what those colors stand for. How could he raise old glory like it was his friend? Why would he ever salute? Stripes and stars remind us of who we still are. It's not a blanket or a shield. It's wrong for to not all heal. He's got it where the neighborhood can see he still thinks it's good. He just took those a flag on his garage door. I thought that man I knew his heart and mind. I was wrong, and that's a fact. And if I could, I'd take it back, just like he took those colors, the way he took those colors, like he took those colors back his way.
That's Larry Moranti, and really appreciate the song. And I think that's the one that was written in partnership. But I'm not going to come up with that right now, so I'll just have to get that to you next time, because I do play it, and if I work fast enough, I might even be able to tell you. I know. Oh, Paul's song, written by Larry Moranti and Robin Landis. That's it, R-O-B-Y-N. And they each not only recorded it, but put it on their album. So it's quite interesting, because they have very different sounds. I like to be able to play them both. And speaking of both, I have three of them here. Three folks here, and they're all new to me. although I was sure I would recognize.
New to me is good, though, Carol.
New to me, especially when my name is Newman. Newman, new to me. New to me, Newman, something like that. Oh, that could get messy. Anyway, the voice you just heard, I thought I would recognize him when I saw him, but I don't. Okay. That would be Mike Arsenault, who is a terrific publicist. I don't know how he is as a director. We'll ask the actors. Of course, they're all sitting right here together, so they may not be able to tell us.
I'll pay you guys afterwards.
Yeah, really. Or better yet, folks, you can go and see them on stage in Moon Over Buffalo. That's a Ken Ludwig play, and it is opening on November 1st. There are 2 weekends, 6 productions all together, including a talkback, which I love talkbacks. They're so interesting. But I'm going to let Mike tell you. This is the Riverbend Players. Hopefully you're all familiar with the Riverbend Players, because although Mike hasn't been here before, we've had lots of folks come in because they do some really good productions, usually at the NCRD in Nehalem, which is the North County Recreation District. Wonderful theater once they redid it.
Exactly.
It's quite nice. So, Mike, congratulations on putting this show together.
Thank you, Carol. We are so excited to be here and to be back at in Astoria to talk to you about the latest production by Riverbend Players. Yeah, we're really excited about it. Moon Over Buffalo is one of the great, great classic comedies by Ken Ludwig. He's written many, many great shows, Leading Ladies, Lend Me a Tenor, so many great pieces. I've actually had the thrill of doing the show 3 times. This is my 3rd time now, and I'm actually in the cast, but I'm the director of this particular production. That, as you said, is taking place at the NCRD Performing Arts Center for 2 weekends, opening November 1st. We've had an incredible time. It's an incredible cast of 8. We've kind of completely converted this space. If you haven't been down to the beautiful Performing Arts Center, we've really kind of it's been a labor of love with volunteers, really putting a lot of thoughtfulness behind this production. So we're super excited to bring it. It is a great, great comedy, and many people have compared it to, you know, the film the Waiting for Guffman crosses with Noises Off. So it's a farce. Yeah. So there's a lot of slamming doors, but it's one of those shows that every second line is a laugh. And we really think that type of show is right for our audience. We know we were up here a couple of seasons ago when we did It's a Wonderful Life, and we brought our show up to
Tlaxcala. I saw it there.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
So I was in that show. So that's probably where you saw me. I played George Bailey, but we're bringing that back as well. So Riverbend's has a pretty robust season this year. This is our current show. We're coming up with It's a Wonderful Life in December. In spring, we're doing Take 3, which is 3 short one acts. In the summer, I'm actually coming back to direct an original review that I created called Auditions, and it's a new musical review combining some of the classic songs from Broadway. And then we're ending our season next year with the again another classic, Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. So with that, I thought it would be fun to bring our 2 leads of the show, playing George Hay and Charlotte Hay. Again,
so they are, sweet.
They are so sweet, you know. But it is the story about Moon Over Buffalo is about an aging group of actors that perform at the very classic Erlanger Theater in Buffalo, New York. Not New York, New York, just to be clear, in Buffalo, New York. And they have aspirations. You know, they've made a few films, but they're doing repertory theater now. And it's a cross between 2 shows, one being Cyrano de Bergerac and Private Lives. And due to the nature of the show, there's a mistaken identity when their daughter brings home her new fiance, and a whole bunch of mistaken identity mishaps create this whole story of they believe that the world famous Frank Capra is coming to their next matinee because he has to recast a film that both of his leads have had to drop from. So they think this is their big opportunity to make it big and continue on to Broadway. So,
well, I'm gonna move on over. I have to say that the photos of these two folks are pretty hilarious. They are both gifted with masses of hair on stage. As for off stage, they look a lot more like real people. So, quite wonderful. And the show opens very soon. How?
I know.
That's an interesting. Did you incorporate?
I broke my elbow last weekend.
Oh,
They say break a leg is good. In our show, it's break an elbow. We still have her. So, our leading lady has a broken elbow. We've had to reblock a few things, but it's still
not. This is show business. The show will go on.
So impressed.
Oh, thank you.
I'll talk to you later about that. But I am so impressed. She's smiling. I don't know what she's on now. Broken elbows can be painful. So you two have done a lot of theater, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because now that I'm looking at this and seeing how you kind of did that cute little thing when he talked about you, I thought, weren't you in something else I saw this past year?
I directed War of the Worlds, but I wasn't in it.
Okay. And have you been in that area in the...
No, I moved to Nehalem last November 20th, almost 1 year.
My goodness, you're just... packing it in, aren't
That's
you?
Right. That's right.
Theater, broken elbow.
That's right.
But are you here to stay for a while?
Oh yes, I bought a house. This is where I'm going to live now.
Good.
And you've done
obviously done theater before.
Yeah, I've been an actress since I was a little girl, and then I did theater, and then I raised a son, mm-hmm. and when he got old enough to stay home by himself, I went back to theater, and it's been nonstop ever since.
So you're talking professional theater.
Well, I do get paid sometimes. Yes, yeah. I do.
It's unusual around here, of course.
Yes, yes.
Why?
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 Why do I do?
What do you? Yeah. Why do you do theater? What do you like? What does it do for you?
Tell this story about when I was a girl going to Portland Civic Theater School of Drama.
Uh-huh.
It was a long time ago in the 60s, and you couldn't wear pants in downtown Portland. And I would have to get off the bus and run up to 16th Street where the theater was so that nobody would see me because I couldn't wear a dress to rehearsal.
Heavens.
But that at the theater, when I got there... I've come from an uptight, family, and when I got to the theater, if I talked too loud or laughed too loud or did cartwheels with my dress on, I wasn't a naughty girl. I was talented. So the stage for me is the place where I'm the most me. And people go, how can you be up there with all those people looking at? I go, it's very safe up there. They can't do anything to you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You're an actress, Charlotte. It's in your veins.
That's right.
It's a gift to be that reckless and insane.
I think those are lines from the play.
They are lines from the play.
And the only reason I know that is because he turned to her, reached out his hands in a very dramatic way, and I thought, uh-oh, this is not spontaneous. This is theater in the studio. So, and the names of your characters in this?
I'm Charlotte.
And I'm George.
Hay is our last name.
Hay.
Hay.
Mm-hmm.
H-E-Y.
H-A-Y. Okay, Hay is for horses, I was always told.
Yes.
But so, George, what's your motivation in messing around in the theater? And what's your background? Have you been doing theater since childhood as well?
I have indeed. And a lot like Shay, I raised some children. And then when the last one left, we moved out here about a year ago as well. And I told my wife, I said, they've got this great little theater. It's about a mile down the road. And I said, if I find the right part, I'm going to be going for it. And Mike sent me the script. And I said, all right, this is it.
So, apropos of what each of you just said, what if there hadn't been any theater in the area? You probably still would have moved here because that was your fate.
Yeah.
Then what would you have done?
probably would have found Shay and Mike and created a theater.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. What I was going to say. We'd well, start one.
And that's I believe, exactly. How many of these groups come together, mm-hmm. all along the coast, mm-hmm. is because there are a bunch of people who are got the skills, got the mm-hmm. Enthusiasm, ready to roll, so we start our own groups.
I told Mike this morning, I said, I feel like I'm a better person when I'm being creative.
Mm. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, absolutely. Creative in the theater, and also that makes us creative thinkers in the world as well. And God knows we need them right now.
I think what's
we?
Also encouraging about Riverman Players is that we do some readers theater, which means it doesn't matter. You don't have to memorize the lines. Mm-hmm. So Shay made an example where she directed our last readers theater production, which was War of the Worlds. But this show is a full show. So people can come see the full experience.
Right.
But we do like to encourage people to come out, whether they're young or old, and get involved in theater. We believe it's a critical part of our community.
So how do people get hold of you? Is there a website?
Yeah, so you can visit us at riverbendplayers.org. You can also, if you're on Facebook, social media, you can also visit the Riverbend Players Facebook page. And once you sign up on our website, you also get an email, and we'll tell you about all of our upcoming productions.
Okay. Riverbend, one word, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's even if you live in North County or East County, Clatsop, that is, these folks are in Halen, which is North Tillamook County, but it's all one. When you come to the arts, it's all one.
Exactly. We're all one big
community. So check it out. The show opens again on November 1st. And that will be next Friday, a week from tonight.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Dear God.
Learn your lines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really. Two weekends, the Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And it should be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in, Director Mike Arsenault.
Thank you so much for having us.
With this unusual spelling. And talk about unusual spelling. Chaz Miska. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you,
Shay Noor, as in the stuff you, the soup. Yeah. Right. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you
so much. I'm going to put on the music for my next guests, and we have time for the North Coast Symphonic Band. Stay tuned, folks. The music from the North Coast Symphonic Band, and they are here. The band is not here in the studio with me because that would be highly impossible, but I have the guest conductor for the concert that is coming up this Sunday. I warned you, this weekend is another one of those weekends, and folks, they don't stop. It keeps coming. We have no downtime on the coast these days. Guest conductor Michael McClure with the Warrenton School District, and I wasn't sure whom I was looking at, but Michael's been teaching there for 11 years, so he's a bona fide adult human high school music teacher, and that's a big job. And then, hi, Michael.
Hello.
And is this your first time on KMUN?
On KMUN, yeah.
But you've been on radio before.
Yes.
Okay, so we do have a KMUN virgin. It's been a long time since I've had one of those. Actually, I think those last people were, too. I forgot to check in on them. The next person here from the North Coast Symphonic Band is no virgin. That would be Dennis Hale. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, Carol?
And Dennis is a regular. So this is your 40th season, first concert of the 40th season. How long have you been with it, Dennis?
Yes, 40th season, and I have been here all 40 seasons.
Wow.
I believe that there are five people in the band who have been with the band for 40 years. Janet Bowler, Lee Stromquist, Carol Anderson, Judy Chateau, and myself.
Wow. So wonderful, wonderful.
We have a few hanger-oners.
Yes, which is terrific because some of those names you'll hear over and over. They do a lot of the work. Some people don't stick around as long. They may be some of the high school students who go off to college and or for whatever reason. Michael, tell us about yourself. Are you from this area?
I'm not from this area. I'm from Northern California originally and went to college in Billings, Montana, then moved into Eugene, and then got the job up here teaching Warrenton 11 years ago. And I've been playing with the Symphonic Band also for 11 years now, too.
And you play?
French horn is my
French
main
horn.
Instrument, yeah.
And have you directed before?
I have directed several times at the North Coast Symphonic Band, just a song here and there.
Right. How does that compare with working with the students?
It's nice working with adults, and so there are some extremely talented musicians in the North Coast Symphonic Band, so it's fun to always work with the high levels that you can have there.
Yeah, I would think so. But do you have any of your students in the Symphonic Band at this point?
At this point, there are three Warrenton students in there,
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's one of the wonderful things about this band is you've got all ages, and it gives the young people an opportunity to mix with just what you were saying. So, and you've been involved in music since your childhood, or?
I started band in sixth grade and have been doing music ever since, really.
Was it you who decided to take up an instrument in sixth grade, or your parents, or the school, or what?
It was an option that I wanted to try, so I went for it, yeah.
And you got hooked.
Yep.
Good for you. I mean, good for all of us, obviously. This concert coming up, and I should mention, the concert starts at 2, but the pre-show is by the Astoria Tuba Quartet.
Actually, the concert starts at 3.
What am I looking
at? And,
yes, it says right here, 3.
Tuba Quartet at 2:30.
Good. Yeah. Folks, don't come at 1:30.
No.
You'll be standing around in the rain. No, actually, it's going to be gorgeous weather. Right, 3 o'clock concert, 2:30 pre-show. And the pre-show is always, with this group and most groups, actually, well worth coming to, the Astoria Tuba Quartet. And I'm looking for familiar faces in that, including my guest.
We do have a new member of the quartet this year, John Hammond.
Oh.
Bob Joyner is kind of retired.
Oh, really?
Yes, John just stepped right in and is doing a great job.
It's great because I had never heard of a tuba quartet until this one. Now I see them in various places, and I think we were the first, which of course we weren't, but in my life you were, so that does well. Tell us about this concert. What's the focus?
This concert's focus was just celebrating our 40 years, so I got to choose songs throughout all 40 years and then pulled them in to make a kind of a mixed concert throughout.
Nice. You got to have that because you're the conductor. You get to choose.
Yeah, I got to choose because I was chosen as conductor for this concert.
I started to say how wonderful it was, and the word Ellington came out because I'm looking here, an Ellington Festival. So there's quite a bit of variety. How did you decide what you wanted to play?
I enjoy finding a mix for my concerts anyway through my high school. So I like to have a mix. There's marches on here. There's jazz on here. There's impressionistic pieces. There's slow pieces. There's fast pieces. There's a vocal performance on here as well. So I just like having an audience have a variety to listen to and enjoy.
Wonderful. And I see you also play with CRS.
I play with Columbia River Symphony. I also play in the Nutcracker
and
Orchestra.
And the Nutcracker. Yeah. I'll see you there. I'll be dancing. And there's someone named Amanda McClure. Same last name. What a coincidence. That would be your wife?
Yes.
And she also plays. The two of you must have fun traveling with these instruments that you each play. Folks, the concert is this Sunday, the North Coast Symphonic Band. Very exciting. 40th season. And this is the first concert. And here's a switch. This concert is at the Performing Arts Center. That's on 16th and Franklin in Astoria. And I believe you'll be getting your tickets at the door. There might be somewhere else. Let me quickly take a look and see if there's any enlightenment here. Nope, just that the concert is at 3. The pre-show is at 2:30. And you can always count on a wonderful concert by this group. My guests, the guest conductor. Do you like conducting?
I love conducting, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that some people prefer to go back to playing, but you're kind of a balance since you have. Michael McClure from the Warrenton School District is the guest conductor. Dennis Hale is my regular guest here. Wonderful. And it's this Sunday again at the Performing Arts Center. Don't get lost because a lot of the concerts.